Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Happy Friday to everybody out there. That draft was crazy last night with the amount of people there. What did they have? They said they had 275,000 people there?
It was amazing, right? It was amazing that this has turned into an event. Think about this. There'll be more people there. There were more people there than to be at F1 this weekend.
Next weekend.
Which, I mean, we're going to come back right in the heat of it.
I don't know. Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. It's going to be a crazy weekend next weekend. You got Canelo fighting, Kentucky Derby, and
F1.
Old F1.
Ooh, cool. Great gambling weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be up. Well, the fight will be going on.
Are you heading to Vegas? Is it a Vegas fight?
Yeah,
it's a Vegas
fight. Leroy already knows where he's going. You probably got a booth already reserved already, don't you?
Let's get to cat talk here.
First thing we're doing is herbs and rye.
Yes, sir. Yes. Getting some cat talk here brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. And let me just do this. Bob, I was watching that game, and he did the splits, a leg kick, a twisty twist. And I'm like, I text everybody to say, Bob doing his thing again.
Yep.
Mesmerizing. I mean, it's amazing. And then the one that got through, when they showed the view from behind, he had no idea where that puck was.
Nope. No shot. It's a but the Panthers put themselves, they bounce back after getting down 2-1. They take the lead, and Tampa Bay able to make it 4-3. They still go with the rush. Panthers and Tkachuk get themselves a second goal, empty netter, put this puppy up 3-0 in the series, and they can finish it off tomorrow. Let us hear from the Panthers star, Tkachukky Cheese, after the win.
And your teammates take a commanding 3-0 series lead. Why do you think your team has had so much success against the Tampa Bay Lightning?
I mean, it's been a very even series, I think, and you know, we've had pretty good starts in the games, and tonight was pretty even, and then you know, we seemed to take over in the middle part of the first, and then got in a little bit of penalty trouble, which gave them some life, and that trickled into the second period. But I thought that, you know, when they made it 2-1, we had a few shifts where they were absolutely dominating us, and then got a huge goal from Rhino, and then a big goal after that, and seemed to get a little bit of momentum back in the second, and then the third was a solid period overall. So a lot we can learn from, but yeah, the starts have been important for us.
Did you guys feel like you were getting into a little bit of a track meet with them in that second?
Yeah, and that's not going to work well for us. I mean, we can play that, but that's what they're so unbelievable at. So we try to not play into their strengths is the best way to put it. But they have so much talent that they're going to, you know, take over for some shifts and, you know, some you know, time during the game. They're that good. So there's been, you know, stretches throughout the series where they've taken it to us, but that's where you just got to stay tight and just grind it out until you get momentum back.
But not very much, right? I mean, you guys have...
What were you saying, Leroy?
There was portions of that game where it seemed like going both ways, everything was a fast break. And I'm like, I don't know if I like this.
Did it hurt to see your boy Duclair? Does it hurt to see him in a Tampa Bay jersey?
Yeah, it does. It does. But, you know, he on the other team now.
It's tough. Yep.
It ain't like I could root for another Duclair. what's his name? Peter Wawele walking through that door.
Nick T says it's like Bob has unlocked a secret move in Tekken. The guy is a puck stopping monster.
Yes,
it's been amazing.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Yo, I don't know if all the intangibles got that.
No,
they ain't getting it.
They're not getting it.
The fact that I even knew. First of all, he's built like a basketball player,
dude. When I was covering them back in the days, I'm like, nobody's gonna fight this guy. Why would you want to fight number 8?
Yeah,
that's a terrible big boy.
He's terrible big idea.
And that's all he did because he could barely skate. Am I lying, Vlad? Am I lying?
You're not lying. No. You're not lying.
Rest of our headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Question.
Yes, sir.
I'm not looking ahead.
Yep.
I don't do that. Okay. But are they playing the winner of the Carolina series? Why do you do this?
I was clearing my throat. I apologize.
No, but you started talking.
I know, but like you could stall for a second. You don't have to call me out on it.
No, I didn't know because I thought you were talking to me and answering my question.
Here we go. He goes and he's trying to come out here and give me the hockey questions. I mean, it's one of these things, you know?
No. I just asked that. That's not a hockey question.
What do you mean?
Like they played because
they play the winner of Bruins and Leafs.
Okay. All right. Which would be the Bruins?
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
We don't know that.
You don't know
although,
that.
Although.
It's a 2-1 series.
You don't
it's a 2-1
know.
2-1 series.
Okay.
But I'll take out, listen, I'll take out either one of those bastard franchises. Because listen. Yeah,
like, okay.
Boston is going to say, hey, we want revenge for last year. And then you have the Lightning who are going to be like, their stupid fans are going to be chanting, we want Florida again. And you know how that ended for them.
So, Toronto.
Toronto, excuse me. And so like, go ahead. Pick your poison. Whoever you want to you bounce, let's get to it. I'm all for it.
I just think of all the times you talk trash like this,
yeah,
I feel more confident in the way that they're playing that they can back up your talk.
Thank you. Wait, what? Joel Embiid, he dropped 50 last night. He apparently did it with Bell's palsy, which, what? Also,
no, you say he faking it, Vlad? I thought that I like. See,
I think Vlad's just mad that he's trying to injure all of the New York Knicks. I don't think he's.
Yeah, bro, he's trying to. I'm hurt. He's trying to hurt everybody like that, man. Here's the thing about Embiid. He's just.
I didn't know what it was.
The last time I heard about Bell's palsy
was Jim Ross.
Jim Ross is the guy. Like,
yeah.
Good old JR.
Good old JR. By God, King. It was,
here,
you know.
Let's clarify what this is. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes sudden weakness in the muscles on one side of the face. Often the weakness is short-term and improves over weeks. The weakness makes half of the face appear to droop. smiles are one-sided, and the eye on the affected side is hard to close.
That's, how do you well, get it?
So, like, that's what he was talking about, that his eye, he kept with his eye.
We saw those weird videos where, like, he couldn't blink, and then also, like, he wasn't looking at the cameras when he was talking to the media the other day. People thought that maybe he was just down. I was like, that's kind of weird, because he was talking just fine.
Right.
But, Vlad, your spot. The last guy I remember famously that had Bell's palsy was Jim Ross, that he dealt with this.
Right.
That's kind of crazy. Like, I don't think of it as something young people get.
He's 7'2", right? And that jumper was working great.
Yeah, he had 50.
He scored 50. And it's weird that it only works in your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's strange. Say it happens
to any other side of the, any other part of the body.
Pretty strange.
I would guess it has to be extremely uncomfortable.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? But anyway, here.
Hit him. We should hit him in the
face. Don't have nothing to, wait, Vlad, I'm going to say this, and this is not making light of his condition. But it ain't got nothing to do with him on his ass half the game.
I'm saying.
You threw it up.
I'm saying, like, the Bell's palsy's not putting him on the ground all the time. He's always, I've never seen a 7 footer just fall all the time.
Not just 7 foot. Fall more than Wembanyama
and Anthony Davis combined.
Yeah,
no, he is a notorious flopper, and it's really annoying. How about it's really annoying for the biggest guy in the league to do
the
that.
The whole play before you pulled old boy to the ground was him trying to get a charge. First of all, he was right underneath the basket, and he went back like he got hit with a cannon.
Well, and then he said afterwards, first of all, Nick Nurse lied, because Nick Nurse was like, I didn't see it. Like, all right, dude, you didn't see it, sure. And then Embiid afterward is like, oh, I had to protect myself. From what? Like, you know, are you Tom Thumb? You're worried about the giant stepping on you? You're the biggest guy on the court. Protect yourself. And you protect yourself by throwing him into a Hoist Gracie lock? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Anyway, so that series is 2-1.
Yep.
The Heat are 1-1.
Yes.
Lakers are done.
Lakers are cooked.
Cleveland is 2-1.
Yeah, nobody 2-1. Cares about the NBA TV series.
Huh?
Nobody cares about the NBA TV series. By the way, guys, are you upset with the NBA has 5:30 game today?
Today?
Yes.
Yep. On NBA TV?
No. On ESPN. On the four letter. On ESPN. Milwaukee, really? Indiana is a 5:40 tip-off.
Why would that upset me?
Isn't that just weird?
It is weird, but it doesn't upset me. I mean, we're done at
two. Well, because they have a triple header, right?
They have a triple header tonight, but they also got the NFL draft.
They don't care about the NFL.
But I'm just saying, Indiana.
Second round.
Like, could you imagine? Like, come on, man. Have some respect for them. At least put them on NBA TV. Why put them on
5:30? It'd be worse if Detroit was in it.
But middle of the afternoon?
Wait, because nobody would go to the game.
5:30 playoff tip?
They play
at 5:30,
the game would be over.
I'm good with it. Now, tomorrow, everybody's got to get their ass early to the game, just so you know. 6 o'clock tip-off.
Now.
That's a good time.
Can I explain my friends?
Sure.
So he's had season tickets forever. But he's a fan. And he goes to games accordingly, right? So he goes, I got my tickets up for sale for $400 apiece.
Where are the tickets?
Bottom bowl.
Okay.
But he says, my son's in town. It depends on what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's a playoff game. Why is there that much discussion? I don't understand this.
Well, if he does, I mean, maybe he doesn't want to go by himself. Like, if the son doesn't
want to go. No, he can find people to go with. That's not the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is his fandom, after seeing them go down 2-0, he put his tickets up for sale.
They're not down 2-0.
No, but I'm saying after they lost the first game, he put his tickets up for sale.
So he didn't change his mind after they won?
That's where he came in with the comments.
Hmm. All right. I mean, I don't get that.
You go.
I agree.
Like, have
some guts.
No, it's not even guts, dude. At some point, you're a fan, and it's not an event, right? And I hate when people say this is an event town, but if you're a fan and you invest that much money in it, why not go to a playoff game?
Hey, I'm with you. The one thing I'd say, like, it's not like the Heat or it's not like, you know, the Heat or the Canes. Like, they're not hurting to sell out that building. Like, it's gonna be jumping, but right. They will be late. And I want you not to be late because,
well,
you know,
I got caught last time I went to the game. Remember, I went to the game and I got caught up in line when they were making the announcements, you know, the starting, and I had to make a decision. I was sixth or seventh in line for a tasty treat and a nice cold drink, or I could go and watch the start of the game and come back at a, you know, more appropriate time.
I feel like my move is always like first time out of the game, you can run up and
that's
and
when go. You go.
That's when I go.
Okay.
That's okay. I mean, I don't get many snacks during the game, but like if I'm going on a pee break, sweet spot is second break of the third quarter. Because everybody's back from halftime, Vamoose there, in and out.
Right.
You gotta plan when to get snacks.
You gotta plan.
Like
you gotta
plan
your, even at a football game. At a football game, don't go at halftime.
No, you listen. The game two, Panthers Lightning. When I got there, all the snacks were gone. Everybody just they got all the food and everything. So now you gotta wait. So I'm like, I know first intermission's about to happen. I know that everybody's going to make a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Let me leave 3 minutes before the period ends.
You got to make that decision. You and the other thing make is, too, it. Like at the Heat, they do have a bathroom downstairs that, like, the media or whoever's down there could use. But here's the thing. Do I want to be peeing next to just some rando dude in the thing? Because what if I end up next to Mike Breen and he's at the urinal at halftime?
Oh, you're going to talk to him.
Bang! And it's like...
Wait a minute. Time out. That's like a...
Hey, yo. I'm just telling you, like, what happens? Like,
I don't want to hear, if I'm in next to Mike Breen in a urinal, I don't want to hear bang.
Hey!
I don't want to hear that. I don't even want to hear bang, bang. I don't want the double bang. Not at a urinal.
If he's holding it in the entire time, he needs some real relief. He doesn't have time to leave during commercial breaks and then hit. And then halftime hits. Bang!
Hey, yo. Now that's you saying bang, right, to him.
Oh. Hey, yo!
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, wait. But you know what's funny, Vlad? We're going to go to the Canelo fight, right? And Tobin goes through that building, wherever we are, he dapping up everybody. He know the trainers, the coaches, all the people associated with the event. And he looks over at me like I would look over at him at any other function and go, all right, now.
Last time, though, we were there, we sat in the stands for Crawford and Spence, and we had two Houston guys there. They were
talking trash.
Spence going to win. I'm like, hey, dude. Your guy's in trouble. Two punches into the fight. He's like, no. He's gonna shake.
Bang. It got to what? Like, it got to like the sixth round. I'm like, Tobes, we might as well go ahead on and make an early exit. This is over.
Take a quick break. 15 minutes of Heat is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
Ah, 15 minutes of heat here for you. 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys.
Getting ready for game 3 tomorrow night. Heat, Celtics. You get this one, boys. Business.
That's an adult juice box right there.
Oh, what are you taking shots at Chop Robinson because he likes a Capri Sun?
That's that red Kool-Aid.
Not the cosmic vibe, though. That's just regular Kool-Aid you got going on right now?
Yeah, regular Kool-Aid.
You got some electrolytes in that, or just juice?
Kool-Aid.
Good for you, buddy. Refreshing.
Yes.
Kristaps Porzingis yesterday, he bemoaned about some of the confusion that Miami was able to put forth on the Boston Celtics yesterday. Here was the man they call the Unicorn.
Just like to get away from basketball a little bit, just rest. I always do my same routine. Like, nothing changed for me. Good game, bad game. I stay the same. And we just looked at the things, what we can do better. I looked at my possessions. I'll make sure I'm better offensively. 100%.
What are your takeaways? What do you think you need to do to approach it better in game 3?
Again, I don't want to, give away too much. Obviously, the game plan we were following pretty well. Just some small moments throughout the game that we can definitely do better, but just getting a little bit stagnant, falling into their game a bit too much, maybe. And they make us think also. You know, they do this on one possession, then do another thing on another possession, then they switch, then they don't. So it's that can freeze you a little bit because you start to think a little bit, then you rush a little bit into the next action. You know, it's this game they play. It's like the game, in the game. You know, and they're good at that. So you have to give them credit. But we'll see going forward.
This guy has no idea what he's gonna do. That man is confused right now. Let me just tell you, Spo has done a number on Kristaps Porzingis.
It's not the first time during the postseason he goes into the crapper.
Right.
He did that with Dallas.
And here's the deal.
And in New York.
It's always smaller people or people that get up in his kitchen and aggressive with him.
Oh, I love it. You know the thing, though, Kristaps? They're going to use you. I just want you to know, dude. Welcome to your next stop, which is the latest scapegoat on the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown fraud tour. You're going to join the likes of Daniel Tice and Marcus Smart and Rob Williams III and Malcolm Brogdon.
They'll scary throw you under, Terry.
Scary Terry, Kyrie Irving. You know, trust me, they love throwing somebody under the bus. Maybe not directly, but trust me, it's smiling faces with hidden agendas with those two. So I just want you to be ready for it, Kristaps, because if you go out there and you throw up another clunker, which, you know, with Spo, you never know what he's going to, what baggage. Because here's the thing, dude. These guys are all sitting there. They hit a bunch of threes. I don't think they're ready, Leroy. I don't think they're ready because the Heat, They weren't hitting crazy shots. They were generating good looks.
Crazy shots. They broke a record.
Well, I mean, they broke a record, but they were clean looks. Clean looks they generated, dude.
What's the over-under on threes?
I don't know, dude. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now. What do I look like, a sports book?
I'd say the over-under is 17.
The Heat are almost 10-point underdogs for tomorrow.
Yeah. And it don't matter.
They just don't learn, dude. They just don't learn, you know?
And guess what? I bet you a lot of people going to bet Boston.
A bunch of idiots. No, I'm just saying. Like, it's cute. But
am I sensing the chili pepper?
I don't have to chili pepper. I'm already sitting here, and I already know what's going to happen. These guys don't realize it. It's arrogance. It's delusion.
They didn't make the spread.
Who, the Celtics?
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Maybe they got a Jonte Porter sitting around there. I don't know. Porzingis is point shaven.
And now our favorite time, favorite segment, Leroy asks questions Tobin doesn't know. Every question.
That's not true. I know a lot of your answers. You do ask some randos, though. You got to admit.
I mean, that's what we do.
What do you mean?
Like, we have conversations. You don't know. You ask a question.
I can't wait till Spo throws the next thing at Porzingis. He goes, what the hell is this? Hey, Kristaps.
I think right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
All you have to do to him is be physical. Right?
Because
he's had much smaller guys on him.
Mm-hmm.
They just get in his kitchen.
It is something, though, isn't it? When you have very talented players and then they always look at the Heat and they don't ever think that they have talent. But it is just a matter of they'll always just put it to physicality. And as Spo likes to say all year, you gotta do tough things. It is always crazy how that seems to just be like
you don't make that many threes without talent, dude.
No, I know, but it doesn't feel like that credit's ever given, right? Like it's always like the Heat are going out there with the Billy Club and they're mugging everybody because they're like, oh, they're so physical and blah, 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 blah. It's like, hey, wait, you guys can go back, you guys can do it too.
No, they don't have that type of team though. Right? What did they tell Jaylen Brown?
You're not like that.
Right. Right. Like, and here's the funny part about it. Even the intangibles were in the program.
I think what you're saying is,
you know what I'm saying? When you look at dunks and you look at Jaime, you look at Jovi, like even they look, we gonna play physical. We gonna get in your face and we'll take the foul. That's okay. And I think they're having a hard time dealing with that.
Not everybody's physicality. Not everybody's built for the kennel, dude. Some people are built for the old lady's apartment.
What? Minus one. That made what? No damn sense whatsoever.
No, because you got the dogs there in the kennel.
No, cats.
One.
No.
Live at a crazy old lady's apartment.
No.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
Take a break.
That was nasty work, bro.
Yeah.
Come here, Kristaps.
He's a minx.
Take a break back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to the mixed bag brought to us by Broward Health. Well into your future. Where the hell is Leroy?
Oh. He literally just left, too.
Must have been something rough. I don't know. Right now, the Heat have wrapped up practice. They are speaking. They practiced on the main floor today. Did not practice in their. They did not practice in the top gym that overlooks the bay. They practiced on the home floor today. I don't know if that was a look, you know, to I don't know if that was like an Ivy thing. I don't know if that was a you know, Spo. And they haven't been very good at home this year. Maybe Spo's just switching it up. I don't know if that was like to handle the media, although it doesn't look like there's a lot of road media there based on the videos I'm seeing from Five Reasons. I do have a quote here, though, from Tyler Hero that says, quote, on tomorrow, it's not going to be easy in any way, shape, or form. This is from Tim Reynolds' Twitter account, by the way. It's not going to be easy in any way, shape, or form. They are the best team on paper for a reason. I see what he's doing. I love it, Tyler. You always got to write that on paper. Because you know what that makes you? A paper champion. Makes you a paper champion, J-Fig. Good question. Makes you a paper champion. And nobody respects a paper champ. So I like that Tyler. This is multiple times that he's done this before, where he has kept saying of the Celtics, they are the best or one of the best on paper. DB says I'm reaching. I'm not reaching. I'm not reaching. It's very noticeable.
Are you sure?
Words mean words. And I cannot just dismiss all of a sudden Tyler Hero just throwing in there on paper when it comes to the Boston Celtics. You can't just ignore it. You can't. I'm not reaching, dude. I'm telling you right now, there's something to that. It's a little, it's not vicious. It's just from Tyler Hero. It's a little dig. Little dig at the body.
Why don't you ask Leroy if you're reaching?
Oh, I mean, because you know what he's going to say. Why should I even have, like, here, I could spoil the show for you. Like, hey, Leroy, you think there's anything to these Tyler Hero comments when he calls the Boston Celtics the best team on paper for a reason?
Yeah. You say that because then it's usually followed up with, that's why you play the games.
He didn't say that. But
that's what's implied.
So you do agree that there's something there.
No, like, you could put whatever you want on it. You could say, you know, wow, people are saying.
What an upset.
Wow, this?
It's not. What, no, but you, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait.
Wow. I didn't think this was going to happen, dude.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Let's what a not way to act, start a Friday.
Let's not act like we haven't heard that before.
Yeah, I know, but.
That's a good team on paper.
But you say that. It's a little digging. You say that. You
so me? To imply that's why you don't win championships on paper.
You and me are on the same page here, dude. So no, you get. Not. No, you agree. Not. Tyler
no,
Hero.
No, we're not.
Tyler Hero throwing subtle shade at the Boston Celtics.
No, he's not.
Don't
you heard it here first.
That's. You think Tyler Hero is the first person to say that?
I'm not saying he's the first person to say that. I'm just going based on what he said.
And why does everybody else say that?
Because I don't know. Why do you think everybody else says that?
Because they are insinuating that's why you play the damn game. Because that paper champ don't matter.
That's J-Fig. What did I say? What did I say to start the saying before Leroy got here? What did I say about the paper champ?
Exactly that.
No, you and me.
I could already agree with each other.
You weren't here. I don't know where you were. That's exactly what I said.
Can I just say this?
Nobody respects the paper champ.
I don't know what you said, but we don't agree.
No, you guys
kind of agree there, Leroy. You're kind of agreeing
with him. We've never been more in sync, all right? You and I could sit here.
You're JC, he's Timberlake. That's how in sync you guys are.
We can sing Bye 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 right now, and we couldn't be more in sync, dude.
All right, Joey Fatone.
Yeah, you are more Joey Fatone there, Toby.
The chunky one in the back.
Telling you, dude, there's something here.
There's a point there somewhere.
Just going in there, taking pot shots. And so,
point
listen.
For Leroy.
Oh, Smee would call you Doey Fatone.
Point for Twitcher.
Justin Timberkake.
Hey, South call you Justin Timberkake.
Joey Calzone.
Point for Twitcher.
I love a calzone. Delicious.
It's not my favorite.
It's not a pot shot. It's a pot roast.
Too too much bread.
Point for two.
Oh, they going Witcher. In right now.
They going all in. They on this Friday. Ain't nobody got nothing to do.
Ah, I saw that. Or I saw that date, so Lance ass.
Point for two.
I got to say, that's a little lazy even for you, Dade Sal.
A little lazy, yes. But funny.
Was it volume shooter? He's like, he's feeling it. He was like Jaylen Brown at the end of that second half.
No, that was a heat check. That was a heat check. That was a heat check.
All right, so Dade Sal did want us to break this down. So did you see yesterday the mom on the draft?
Which one?
Out the girlfriend.
Which one? My draft pick? The Jets draft pick? Yes.
What is that fellow's name?
I don't know his name very well. I just know he's a big offensive tackle from Penn State.
So here's Olaf, what happened. Here's what happened.
Way,
I think. So he got drafted. He said and everybody's celebrating while he's sitting down, right? Mom's giving him a big hug. Mom's giving him a girl. Try to reach over and give him a little love or whatever. Moms ain't having it.
Well, if you notice Leroy and Tobin and Jay Fig, mom wasn't having it from the jump. She's watched previous drafts and saw where.
I'm watching it right now. It's very awkward.
Right. She's watched previous drafts. She's made sure that she's the one next to the girlfriend, that he is between his parents right now.
Look, she's trying to get some love in there.
She's trying to get some love, you know.
She's about to get a flagrant one.
Becky's trying to get some love.
Look at that elbow.
Poor Becky's worked 2 years for this moment, and she's about to get Russell Wilson.
Well, does she have a ring? Is she the fiance? Because remember,
wait a minute. We talk about moms. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Because everybody.
You know what? I agree with the seating. You want to know why? Because she is a cropper, okay?
Oh, you can crop her out in case something goes
down.
You can
crop her
out. No, this was planned. Come on, man.
It's strategic. Valad's right. The famous one is the Russell Wilson one. That's the one that
Russell
everybody
Wilson
remembers.
Russell Wilson one. CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb with the girlfriend and the phone.
That was great.
Okay.
But he was alone with the girl.
And
that
it was
one.
A Jeez. There was another one 2 years ago where the mom just moved the white girlfriend just out, like just pushed her out of the camera. And, you know, so
she
yeah.
She gave her the Embiid leg snap.
But, hey, no.
38 seconds into it, she finally goes ahead and grabs her.
It was awkward, like
so awkward.
But what made it awkward was his old girl was trying to just get in there and get a little, you know what I mean? And mama had the old Embiid flail. She was flailing. She almost got a flagrant one. I'm gonna say that. That looked like a flagrant one at any point in time because she was throwing that elbow around, like you know when you get the rebound. And you do this.
But he completely forgot about her here, too. So I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, listen. In a shelf full of pepper, she's the only salt that was there.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Let me say this.
There were some intangibles in the back.
Let me say this.
Like one?
Let me say this.
I'm going to get right?
The person... The person who controls that, okay, is the son. Not, you see what I'm saying?
You all right, dude?
No, my cord's not plugged in. My computer about to die.
Oh, okay. Wow. He's off. Let's give away Luke Bryan tickets right now. If you guys want to go to Luke Bryan, he's going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Sunday in September. Excuse me. It's a Live Nation show. Caller 4 right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 4 wins a pair of tickets to Luke Bryan. Back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.